Everybody, Howard J. here with you with another Alaska basketball podcast. Hey, very quick, guys. USA basketball men's team has lost its last 3 out of 4 games. And then they opened up group play today for the medal rounds and lost their first game to France. And Evan Fournier said something that was really interesting today from France. And of course, we know he's an NBA player as well, just signed with Boston. Individually, the players that we have on this USA team are very, very good. But as a team, France is better. And believe me, I am totally confused because we have some of our top players that are playing in this USA team. But yet, this team keeps losing. And I'm not going to compare to 1992 Dream Team, but I just know when great players came together, you worked together and you got the job done. I'm just wondering if Giannis was playing, if LeBron was playing, if AD was playing, if Steph was playing, if Kawhi was playing, would we be having the same results? Because maybe the NBA has changed in the fact that can all of this collective group of great talent ever play good together again? Somehow the Dream Team in 92 figured it out. I say them because those were elite players all working together to get the job done. But when I look at this USA team and losing 3 of your last 4 games, and I was talking to a friend, and I mentioned to the friend, I'm not even sure if we're going to win gold here this year because we are losing like crazy. And hats off to a lot of the players from different countries that now play in the NBA because there's a lot of them that can just really shoot the ball. They may not be as athletic as our guys, but man, can they shoot the ball. Man, can they move without the ball. Man, can they just understand team concepts. And that's just something I think the USA, we as basketball players, starting right now, we need to grasp and take hold of. We're really big into potential. We draft now based off potential. I remember a time it wasn't done that way. We draft because that player was good. They had accomplished something where they were in college. But now you have size, you have height, you have a resume with AAU, and they're taking you first round. And I'm not shaming on any of the guys that are able to do this and make their money. I would never do that. But as far as accomplishing things, especially as a USA team, it's really becoming evident that we got great talent. We've got great individual ability. But can we blend this together in order to get the win that we're trying to get in this goal, which is the ultimate goal? Because I tell you right now, I am not confident that the USA team can win gold. They have Kevin Durant. They have Dame Lillard. They have Jason Tatum. The 3 big names that are on this team. They now have Drew Holiday. They now have Chris Middleton, NBA champions. They even have Devin Booker, who dropped double 40-piece in the finals. Amazing. Amazing. I'm going to be honest with you. Every time I hear that the USA men's team loses, I'm like, what? I went to work today saying, what? I'm just in shock. But when you really look at it and you really study the game, you understand that you have to play together. And there has to be some cohesiveness there in order to bring this win that we need so bad. So it's going to be interesting. I'm going to be following the USA men's team. And hopefully we'll have some wins. And hopefully we get to the gold medal round and we win that gold. But as of right now, I'm not sure. All right, guys. If you have any questions for me, contact me definitely at howardjmovingu@gmail.com. You can reach me. Check out my website, howardjmovingu.com. If you ever want to send me a DM or anything, just go ahead and do that. All right? Until next time, we will talk to you again super soon. Bye-bye.